Two Manners of Life with Brother Titus Chu. Message 9.
This money we shared, there are two lines, right? Adam fall. After Adam fall, right? The Bible here recorded there are two lines come out of him. One is from Seth, another is from Cain. And are you surprised the first son Cain begot is Enoch? Right? Same word means what? Here, same word means what? Learned. I paid the price, I learned. I don't understand now. When Cain named his son Enoch, means I paid the price, I paid the tuition, I learned. What does he mean? Maybe because, you know, the Bible recorded he left Garden of Eden, right? Then he went out, wandered. That was a place called Nod. Nod means wandering, right? He was wandering. Out of wandering, I think, passed through the water or through the brass mirror. He realized he became real ugly. Within him, there's a real regretting. I have offered the sacrifice to God according to God's commandment. I have done everything I tried. But eventually, see, I have killed, I slaughtered my brother. So this is the reward. I paid the price, I learned. You know, brother, I like what Jeff said. The Spirit enlightens you. The Spirit unveils who you are. The Spirit exposes you. So what? You see, you are in us. I am weak. I am fragile. I need God's mercy. Here, I learned. So what? Let me prove myself. Improve myself. So there's a big difference between Enoch and Cain. Cain was a wanderer. Enoch was a city. Yet the city was built by Cain. Could you see it or not? Cain built a city. He was a wanderer, right? A wanderer built a city and named the city Enoch. Means I learned. I paid the price. I learned my lesson. Do you hear my point? But according to Lamech, even to Lamech, killed Cain, right? According to their history. So that shows when he was killed, he didn't live in the city. He was still in the wilderness, whether doing hunting, whatever he was doing, just like a wild beast. There's learning. Learning of improvement. I learned. I paid the price. I learned. Just like some young brothers got rebuked by the older one. Then I learned. Next time I won't do it again. Brother, yes, you learned, but you are still in this line. No real learning at all. The real learning comes generation after generation. Am I right? Here it says, typifies the divine and mystical realm. God appointed him. Appointed him with all what God desires. Then how to substantiate says, eventually you need seven generations. According to here, our ace, right? But practically speaking, these two are one in two sides. Why? Because Lamech died before Methuselah. This is against the principle here. Do you get my point? Principle here is always the father leave first. Father leave first. Father leave. Then here, the father died, the son died before the father. Why? Because the year he died was the year flood come. Do you get my point or not? I tell you, brother, from here we can see these two are one person. Okay, so eventually how many days here? There are 7 days learning. Very interesting, right? Number one, two, three. Number one is the weakness of man. Now I add,
through Jeff's help, through the enlightening and exposing of the Spirit. Now, number two, what Canaan means, English means weakness. Canaan means gain. So the number 2 days is what? The gain of Christ, through the realization of the weakness of man. You know, brother, I think Brother Gilbert did quite well. But if the shortcoming is this, your weaknesses do not guarantee you gain Christ. Your weaknesses turn you to Christ. Your weaknesses expose you. But many people worried, concerned, regretted, grieve about their weaknesses. No, your weaknesses is not for you to grieve, to worry, to concern, to beat yourself up. Your weakness is for you to turn to gain Christ. Amen. So eventually, out of the experience of Enosh, there is the gaining of the second person of the Godhead. That is Christ himself, God the Son. So now you are a person of Canaan. Your name is Canaan. You gain something. Then comes the third day, Mahalalel means what? Means God is splendor. Praise God. So now, you put this together, you can see, here is the triune God. Praise the Lord for that. Out of the three persons, right? God the Spirit is working. God the Son is gained. Eventually, the triune God is praised. Now you realize, God is splendor. Out of all this experience, you come to the fourth person, or the fourth state. Number four means creature. Focus on man. Means what? Now, you have to learn some lesson. You know, brother, what is this lesson? With all your realization of God, you must learn to descend yourself. You shouldn't treat yourself high. I say this, I believe I said this in Cleveland, or here, I don't recall. Did I say Jared in Cleveland or here? Cleveland. I tell you, brothers, in the recovery, why the second generation suffer so much damage? Because all the second generation are learning this, and very few second generation learn this. You know, I can easily see a group among second generations. The self-life has caused the second generation in groups, in parties. A three or four of them who love the Lord, who love the meeting, who love pre-read, who love to prophesy, you know what I mean? Then they always are together. No three or four can't make it. They come to meeting because of the Father. They always are together. Do you get my point? For some reason, you cannot blend the two. For some reason, some young brother walk spiritually. Even they take a step, the Spirit was there. With open mouth, process training God came out. And another group of brothers were there looking. So what can we do? Okay, we bodies come together to become wiser. So they go drink wine. You know, brothers, these all are unnecessary. I say a strong word to you, especially to the summer school of butchering teachers. Please, you must help the high schoolers. Learn. You cannot be high. You must learn to descend. You shouldn't be just the process trying God. You also learn to be a creature. Learn to be limited. With all your riches, you learn to know how to be with a man. Do you get my point? How to be with your brothers, how to be with the sisters. Then, with this learning, we come to Enoch. Enoch's what? The fifth generation after Seth. Am I right? What does fifth mean? It means four plus one. In the Bible, that means what? There is God, man is responsible to God. Amen. I tell you, You can't believe Bible is that rich. Even this, could you believe the Bible is that rich when you read these names? I tell you, even I'm amazed they're that rich, right? What is Enoch? This Enoch is different with Cain's Enoch. Cain's Enoch is, I learned it, so let me do something. This Enoch, I see it. Not only I learn something, my learning become my controlling vision. And my living is responsible to what I see. What I see controls my life. This is the experience of Enoch. This is why in chapter 5, the verses talk about Enoch. Nobody understands. Let me ask you. Let me read to you. See if you understand. Maybe you are very spiritual. You understand. Am I right? Okay. verse 19, maybe verse 18, sorry. And Jared lived 162 years, begat Enoch. And Jared lived, after begat Enoch, 800 years. So Jared also lived for a long, 962 years. How could people live that long? It's just hard for me to visualize, hard to imagine. In the second century, fourth generation still are there. You get my point or not? Now they're coming to second century already. Human being on the earth already over 1,000 years. No. When he died, it's already come to second century. Okay. Then, and all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Then, I come to the verses. These verses, hard to understand. Then what he said? Verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and beget Methuselah. In other words, he possibly get married early. Looked like Jerry get married 100 years old or something. He got married possibly 50 or 60 years old. So Enoch lived 65 years and beget Methuselah. Now here, let me ask you what is this? And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. In other words, he lives the shortest. You think about all the rest, right? Other 800, 900, 800, 900, and his only one only lived 365 years. We will pray, Lord, please only give me half of that. That's good enough. If I can live 180 years old, do you get my, even 1/3 of it, right? That is 120 years old. That's pretty satisfying. But anyway, he lives the shortest. Why he lives the shortest? And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Could you believe in this? I tell you all, now here you have come a real spiritual man. This is why I say this is a height. These portrayed to the living now. That eventually brought in Noah. That's the seventh day. God rested. Noah means rest. Do you get my point or not? I tell you all, very interesting. Enoch, let me read to you again. Why? And the Bible repeated twice, right? Firstly, in verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. In other words, he didn't go to a monastery, to the mountain. He's still in a married life. Amen. I'm right? Maybe he was still having a job. But God considered him as walk with God. And all the days of Enoch was 365 years. Then he repeated again, and Enoch walked with God. Why? Why the repetition? Now, if you come, read verse 23, and Enoch walked with God. Then verse 22, Enoch walked with God. Then verse 24, and Enoch walked with God. Then what? And he was not. That is hard English. And even the word was added, right? And he not. Enoch walked with God, and he not. Why? For God took him. In other words, How would you explain, for God took him? Do you remember, brother, he told us? He said every part in the Bible scripture, explanation, I agree with Watchman Nee. Only one thing I see differently. So, yeah, so when you brothers say, you know, repeat everything, don't be that, don't take it that simple. He taught us many times, right? He said only one thing I don't agree. Watchman Nee strong. The two witnesses in Revelations. One is Enoch. Another is whom? The one who got raptured. Elijah. Am I right? Then, brother, listen, it cannot be Enoch. It has to be Moses. Right? Watchman's point is, because they both didn't die. On the whole Bible, in the whole Bible, only two persons ever die. One is Enoch. So you know how crucial is responsible. If you're responsible, you don't die. Death comes from those who are irresponsible. If you're responsible to your vision, you walk with God, then you won't die. You see, in the whole Bible, two persons didn't taste death. One is Enoch, another is Elijah. Now, so Watchman Nee says, God has put them in some place, right, waiting for the day. Then brother says, no, it cannot be. It must be for Moses and Elijah. Based on what? Based on the law and the prophet. Based on Jesus in the Mount of Transfiguration. Two persons talk to him. That is Moses and Elijah. So Enoch disappeared. That's why he not. He not. Personally, if you ask me, I would say, of course, I'm not a Bible scholar. I would say, most likely, Brother Lee is right. He's stronger. Brother Lee is stronger. That explanation, Enoch, and so, oh, I better not say too much. But anyway, look like Brother Lee is right. What the brother is right, Watchman is right, let's don't argue for them. Right. For sure, you have a peculiar person. Right. And no one understands this word. Enoch walk with God. And then what? And then beget sons and daughters. This is, I tell you, totally beyond our concept. If you walk with God, don't beget. If you beget, you didn't walk with God. Walk with God belongs to a mountain people. A monk. Go to the monastery. Hide yourself. Pray all the time. Am I right? Then if you hide yourself in the monastery, pray all the time, you walk with God. Then one day, the female ladies, how do you call them? The nuns. The nuns come into your room, find out you are not. No, you are not. Not you were not or you are not. Find out you are not. You are not. But not N-U-T, but N-O-T. You not. Why? Why? Because God took him. I tell you, Hunsi, Enoch, not. N-O-T, I believe everyone's looking for him, right? Hey, Dad. Hey, Grandpa. Come to dinner. No voice. Hey! Maybe even his wife. I don't know how long his wife lives. His wife says, oh, man, come out! No voice. Nothing. Then they begin to search. Maybe he got all-time disease or something. It's very interesting, right? Even that Alzheimer's disease, the name is very interesting. That all the time people got that disease. I know that doesn't really pronounce that way. But when you talk about it, doesn't look like Alzheimer's disease. No one can escape. Eventually, nobody's mind is clear. Everyone presently with a high IQ, they have Alzheimer's disease. But anyway, huh? They all look around, but he not. No answer, he not. No presence, he not. everything. Maybe there's still a cup of Chinese tea there. So he was drinking, but the tea was there, he not. Why? The Bible says, because what? God took him. He didn't die. He didn't die. But look like he got raptured. Look like God took him to where we don't know, right? But anyway, God took him. I tell you all, the whole thing is hard to understand. Whole thing. Number one, what is walk with God? I give message on this when I was young. I tell people, brothers, you must learn to walk with God. We all need to walk with God. Hallelujah. We, those who love the Lord, are able to walk with God. But after I give a whole message, I go home, I was asking myself, what does it mean by walk with God? Vern, you must walk with God. Am I right? Sure. Yeah. Tim, you must walk with God.
Amen.
Right? Amen. And Nigel, you must walk with God. So Sherry, see you not. Because God took you. Well, raptured, marvelous. What kind of rapture? We still don't know, right? Because it's different with Christ's rapture. Do you get my? For sure, Christ will be the first man there. So where is he? Don't think about it. He goes to heavens. Then you read the Bible. You're too shallow. We don't know what's happened. But I tell you, let's not study he not, because not is not. No way to study. But let's study what is walk with God. Because walk with God means responsibility. Enoch means learned. Learned by paying a price. Paying the price through the three generations. I know who I am. I know who is Christ. I've gained Christ. I know how marvelous is this process, training God. God is splendor, praise God. And more than that, I pay the price to descend. Do you remember? With all this learning coming together, now Enoch can say, I pay the tuition. I pay the price. Now I am a learned person. But what generation is a learned person is the fifth generation. Which means what? Means a generation of responsibility. 4 plus 1. Man responsible to God. Do you get my point or not? Also God responsible to man. Now, at this time, there is the responsibility. Now, but the Bible didn't use the word. Enoch is responsible to the vision he has. Enoch is responsible to the truth he has. Enoch is responsible to the inheritance he has. Enoch is responsible to what experience he has. No, the Bible simply uses one word, three words, to denote the responsibility. What is that? Walk with God.
Amen.
I tell you, brother, I should like to ask you, what is walk with God? What is? Let me ask you, do you like to walk with God?
Sure.
I don't believe we still can say, I not, because God took me. There's no way. I have to either go through death, the valley of death, or I'll be raptured. Am I right? But whether I go through the valley of death or be raptured, I walk with God. Do you get my points? Then what is walk with God? What is that? Give us a message. I know how we give. Brothers, walk with God. Hallelujah, walk with God. Enoch, walk with God. You must walk with God. As a Christian, you have to walk with God. So after they all said, walk with God, and they go home, what is walk with God? What is that? And why the Bible bothered himself, repeated twice, exactly the same word, Enoch, walk with God. In verse, am I right? Number 1, verse 22. too. And Enoch walked with God. Then he portrayed. He walked with God after he begot Methuselah for 300 years. He did say, how do we know he walked with God? He begat sons and daughters. But this doesn't make sense, right? Because all, including animals, begat sons and daughters. Right? So you cannot say this is walk with God. But this shows you such a spiritual man, filled with learning, am I right, with the saving you. How do I know it's a city in you? Because Enoch in Cain's land was a city. A name of Enoch, named the city. So this Enoch must also denote to a city in God's economy. That is eternal city, New Jerusalem. Am I right? But when you have a city in you, when you have an eternal city in you, you still beget. In other words, begetting the daughter means his living is extremely normal.
Yeah.
Am I right? People eat, he eat. Yeah. People sleep, he sleep. That's why people beget, he beget. He begets sons and daughters. He lives a life exactly the same as other people. Why? He has the learning of Jared.
Amen.
He descended. Do you get my point or not? He is a descended person. Yet, where he's descended, he is a descended person, he walk with God. Let me ask you, what is to walk with God? We can say, well, he is responsible. Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
We also can say, he saw a vision, New Jerusalem. And that vision controlled his living. If you ask Enoch, what are you living for? He says, I'm living for a city. The Bible has no record. This Enoch also built a city named after his name. No. But he just beget sons and daughters.
Amen.
We don't know how many. But anyway, there's 300 years. No, no, not 300 years.
Yeah.
But 200 some years. But yeah, afterwards 300. 300 more years to beget.
Right.
Do you get my point? So he might have begot another 200 sons and daughters. 300 sons and daughters. I tell you, brother, he does have a vision, a clear vision. Yet, he also has a living. This living, on one hand, is more than normal. Any spiritual man live abnormal is peculiar. People always like to see how a spiritual man do things. I like to watch how Brother Lee do things. One day, Brother Lee invited me for dinner. I was very happy. Actually, he didn't. He invited me for fellowship. In the fellowship time, he said, Titus, you stay here for lunch or dinner, I forgot. Of course, I have to say yes, right? I'm very happy about it. So time come. Sister Lee served away too. He has a bowl, I have a bowl. I forgot exactly what happened. But I still remember, it's a chicken leg. I look at it, some vegetable. A spiritual man eat chicken leg. A spiritual man should have fried Bible. Not an egg roll, but Bible roll. He's a spiritual man, right? A spiritual man shouldn't use chopsticks. Should just say, come on, the poop. Spiritual man. We all have a peculiar thought about a spiritual man, am I right? That's why when the brother see me in McDonald's, Titus, you eat McDonald's. Let me ask you, if I don't eat McDonald's, you tell me, what do I eat? Or you go to country south. Well, if I don't go there, you tell me where to go. I'm a man too.
Amen.
Do you get my point? And I thought, there's a good portray. He begets. In other words, he's living the same as others.
Amen.
And he eats so little. And I eat so little. And of course, I dare not say a word. I feel, well, if I'm not full, so after I depart from Brother Lee's home, I will go to a restaurant. I mean, you can't ask to sleep. Oh, the food is not enough. Do you get my point? But Brother Lee spoke out. He's a spiritual man. He says, Sister Lee, can you give me more food? Sister Lee says, but you have enough. And he says, but I need to be full. Very good. Very good fellowship. Then Sister Lee went, picked the pot, and take another piece of chicken, put it in his place. Then I got extra piece too. Hallelujah. You know, brothers, we have the thought about walk with God. You know, brother, I touch the Lord in a summer school boot train. I know Christ now. All of a sudden, my whole person is different. In my head. Don't laugh. I walk with God. Would you laugh? Would you laugh? That's why the Bible is interesting. First tell you, drop your nonsense. He walked with God. You know what he did? He begets sons and daughters. He eat chicken legs. No, he didn't eat chicken yet. No meat. He eat all kinds of vegetables. He eat all kinds of fruit. Spiritual man is not what you think. Do you get my point? If a spiritual man, that sneezes through the wall. How come a spiritual man sneezes? You want to go back to campus, preach gospel, walk with God? No more. Amen. Do you get my point? Don't become a person. They thought they'd come from Mars or something. Hey, what are you doing? I'm doing fine. What are you doing now? I'm considering the divine economy of the process triune God. Your friend says, what? Oh, what? Let me tell you, huh? I'm considering the divine economy of the process triune God. Father's a son. The son's a spirit now. Your friend says, goodbye, goodbye. And run away and tell others, don't touch that man. He's not a nurse. We don't know what he is. He's peculiar. What is walk with God? Brother, walk with God, number one, is normal. Because sons and daughters. Because sons and daughters. Normal. I tell you, brother, the normal, the better. Don't make your life peculiar. Don't make your person peculiar. Don't try to, if I'm spiritual, I walk a certain way. No! Here you have a real spiritual man. Actually, he's a height. How do you know his height? Because he's the one taken by God. So he's the height of the whole experiences. When you come to this height, the first thing the Bible denotes, explains, what is walk with God, is he live a normal human life. One young brother, he was in a graduate school. And he thought, at that time, brother, he was calling young people. And many moved to Los Angeles. He thought, wow, I'm going to talk with Brother Lee. Then brother's going to recruit me. Do you get my point or not? So he went to Brother Lee. Brother Lee, I'm in the graduate school in Hua University, very famous university. What should I do now? Later he told me, he said, I saw Brother Lee would say, Pack, come to Los Angeles. This was before I know. And Brother Lee says, what should you do? Go back, finish your study. He said, he can't believe it. What? What? Go back to finish my study. I am a spiritual man. I touch the recovery. You know, brother, you touch recovery, you have to be a good student. After you finish your college, if a brother's over 24, if a sister's over 22, you can date. You don't follow my law, that's fine. Get married. Do you get my point? Then beget. Then all the sisters advance. All the brothers try to be full-timer, except you are reject. Lord told you, don't. Now, of course, don't. The Lord told you don't, who am I? Learn to be very normal. Normal in serving the Lord, normal in following the Lord. Now let me ask you, why after that normality, here's another thing mentioned. After this, right, then verse 23, and all the days of Enoch, 365 years, and then he said again, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not. The first time he walked with God, he's normal. The second time shows the second aspects of walking with God. It's very simple. He was not. In other words, you tell me what is he. You tell me what is he. No human language can portray that kind of life. He was not. Or he not. No way. He walked with God, so normal. Yet no one understands him. No one can explain him. Now this part, I tell you, you shouldn't scare your friends away with a kind of language nobody understands. But your living surely should be for people to say, you are so special. You are special. Your living, the manner of your life is so different with all kind of people. What people are after, you are not. What people pursue, you are not. What people pay attention to, you are not. What people try to get, you are not. Do you get my point? He was not. Of course, you can see he was not existing anymore. It's up to you. But basically, there's a big difference now. Enoch walked with God and begat sons and daughters. The Enoch walked with God, he was not. There's nothing common with man up here to him. He's different now. I say this, brother, sisters, today, young people filled with he was, not he was not. Do you get my point or not? Today the present trend, famous brand. I don't know when did they started. When I was young, of course, maybe I never even understand it. When I was young, I never heard something called a famous brand. One day, my shirt. I was in one city. Did I tell you a story? I bring a few shirts, all dirty. So I told the brother, can you take me to, can you have someone take me to a department store? He said, for what? I said, I want to get some shirts. He said, okay, try one of these. I put it on. Wow. I never realized there can be shirt that comfortable. I said, well, it's kind of awkward, but it's okay. Why? Because, you know, there's a go like this. You know, the design is all the way like this. Huh? And the, you don't show your buckles. Buckles were inside, two layers. From you see here. I said, well, it's okay. When you borrow it to me, he said, no, you have it, it fits you. I said, well, you know, it doesn't, when I give message, I move like this, you know, people see. He said, that's okay. They'll get used to it and whatever. Then pretty soon he gave me four of them. Then while I was in Anaheim, he says, I'd like to see you, have an appointment. Then he said, I can't have an appointment with you. I'm sorry, I'm occupied. Then he gave me two more. This time was brand new. Last time, actually, some are new, but it's no wrapping. This time, with a beautiful wrapping. I didn't know what is what. I threw the, you know, in where you put the clothes, you know.
Closet.
Then my daughter, yesterday, before I came, he said, he looked at the shirt, he said, oh, I didn't know that man that famous. Even the shirt was in his name. And which man? The man just killed in Florida. Designed by him. You know, I still don't know the name. You know, in the wrapping, on the wrap, you know what I mean? His name was printed there. Means he designed the shirt. That must be how many $100 piece. Do you get my point or not? In United States, I don't have it. When I go to Far East, I use it, because with that kind of hot weather, really make a difference. Do you get my point or not? Very comfortable. But here, it doesn't matter. It's not that hot. I tell you, brother, I had a thought. How can man have a simple shirt and use that man to be killed by somebody and look like that man, that designer, not so healthy in his living. Look like the way he was killed. I didn't study the story, but in the news you hear a little, right? And the people have his brand, and I will have the shirt on. People say, oh, Tyler's shirt's very good. I say, designed by the one killed by somebody. Am I right? People loves these things. Loves. I'm a famous brand. Famous brand. In the beginning, I saw Gap, right?
Yeah.
Gap, Eddie Bauer, these are famous brands. Later I found these are not famous brands. These are common brand. There's some real famous brand. There's a K something. Klein something. Yeah, Calvin something. The letter is so big. You have to pay money to be their salesman. And when you become their salesman, you're very proud of it. What a business. Praise the Lord. Let me see your famous friend. Wow. I didn't see anything. Then what? He was not. Do you get it or not? People look at him. I don't quite understand you. What kind of life you are? Why you are so different with all the people on this earth? The first time Enoch walked with God and begat sons and daughters, he's exactly the same as others. Then quickly, another verse, Enoch walked with God and he was not.
Right.
There's a way.
Amen.
There's something. Not way. There's something with this man. Nobody can tell. He's become something curious, but not curious in a peculiar way. He also eat. He also drink. I read the story. Brother Ni, in his message, tell us about the story. I forgot now. He said a certain, maybe it's George Miller, was visiting some friends. The little girl heard. I believe it's him. George Miller is coming. To his home, to her home. That is a spiritual man. So she says, I like to watch what he does. So when the brother came, the family served him tea. And George Miller put sugar in the tea. And that young girl was shocked. What? A spiritual man drink tea with sugar? Let me ask you, if without sugar, you want him drink tea with what? With salt? Right? People are peculiar. Yet, I tell you, when you are so common, people are with you. They smell something, they know you're different. They are with you. There's a fragrance from you. They know you are different with other people. Something special. I say this. I took my son to Hawking school. Just a little talk. All the years, Hawking, all the people call me Dr. Chu. Why? The little talk caused a man to feel he's so special. He's not karma. Do you get my point? Later, my son was quite sick, but he goes half day, so I take him to school. I stay at schools. I use their library, get that with their permission. I study in the library. Then when the study is over, I take him home. In the library, I was studying in the library. In the midst, I take a break. I walk around the campus. All the people, teachers, school employees, hi, Dr. Chu, hi there. Hard for me to explain. I can't put a sign. I'm not a doctor. Do you get my point or not? But their feeling is, wow, this man is not a common man. The way he behaves, the way he talked, he was not 那话那那意思，这是那那意思。Do you get my point or not? Then I took my daughter to girls' school, halfway Brown girls' school. The first night we were there, the principal took me aside and asked Mr. Chu, can you tell me what is your profession? I know that she's waiting for something big. I could tell her, no, I'm not much. I have my PhD in Harvard. I'm postdoc in Yale.And Columbia published all my papers. And my writing sell in Africa all over. Then she'll be very happy. Oh. I told him, no, I'm a Christian. I serve the Lord. I can see her face. You are not. You're not what I think. I thought you a lot of PhDs. But you're not. You're just a common Christian. That's it.Hey, but you're just a common Christian. You're not. You're not common. I tell you, the Bible is interesting. He was not. When people see you, remember yesterday we watched, who is that movie star now? I forgot his name. East Greenwood. Happy we are. You will clap your hands. You see, you are not. You are very common.A Christian who walk with God. What marks the walk with God? You're not. People look at you, wow, you are so special. Something with you, we don't understand. Something with you, we don't know. To say you're not a human being, you beget sons and daughters. To say you're a human being, but no human being lives like you. You're not. You know, brother,We have to learn these two lessons. On the one hand, out of the experience of Jared, we beget sons and daughters. We descend ourselves just as we are other people. We're very approachable. You know what I mean? We're very friendly. We don't have a spiritual highness. We're even in the way everyone feels they can approach us.Just like the Lord Jesus was on this earth. People can approach him. He become a friend of what? Tax collectors and sinners. People very easy to reach him. Yet at the same time, remember how the people in Jerusalem talk about, who is really this man? Do you remember that? Who is this man? Who is him? Yeah.All the tax collectors, not all, tax collectors and sinners are his friends. He's invisible. Yet, who is this man? I tell you, brother, Enoch's living, walk with God, is from these expressions. These are not the substance. The expression of, I'm common. Just as all the other human beings. They eat, I eat. They sleep, I sleep.They study, I study. To a certain age, people get married, I get married. They get a job, if Lord leads, permit, I get a job. I tell you, I am just as other people. On the other hand, all the people have to look at you and say, you are so special. We don't know how to put our finger on you. You are not. Why? We have to cover tomorrow morning. Why?Because he now has a reality of the divine and mystical realm. That is realm, says, is in. Now, the reality of sense, through four generations, come to fifth generation, become magnified, manifested. He is a person now living in the divine, mystical realm. This is why, on one hand, he's so normal.On the other hand, people just don't understand who is he. This is a marvelous Christian life. Amen. I advise you, all brothers, all of you, tell the Lord, Lord, I desire to be Enoch. Amen. My goal should be so clear. My purpose, the purpose of my existence is in Jerusalem. I desire to see the city built up. Not the city according to Cain, but the city according to God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
God's economy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this. And more than this, brothers, then you have to tell the Lord, Lord, with the view, I like my living become such a good testimony.
Amen.
A testimony. That is, I am so human. Yet a testimony, people know something so special with me.
Amen.
Because I walk with God.
Amen.
Then how can I live such a life? Because I abide in the divine and mystical realm. May Lord have mercy.